Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 of the hour. You're probably wondering why I moved my show to 10 o'clock. Yeah. Try a different time, you know. You gotta try different things every now and then. TGIF today. Today is TGIF. So not thank goodness or thank God it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Fernando. Yep. Made up myself. That's right. But today is actually, you know, we're not celebrating a weekend, but it's just, you know, the weekend. It's, you guys supposed to get all hyped up about all the weekends. Well, tell me about your plans for this weekend, 347-884-8125/ The Fernando Poniente Show. The Fernando Poniente Show, that's right. So we'll start, shall we? And got a lot of things to cover today, tonight. Well, first of all, I want to apologize because the last show we had, we talked about the I don't know if you remember the what do you call that the barbecue man or the barbecue owner told he was told to cover up the mannequin. Actually, that's the I think I had that all the way around, but we'll cover that up. We'll explain ourselves today, myself tonight. So bear with me here. And we're gonna play some songs. We're gonna play some great songs. I'm gonna try to play Edible Red. Also, you're gonna hear Into Arcadia in a minute later on the show. Into Arcadia is the from Milwaukee. Who's going to be on my show on the 18th, which is Monday. So if you can take off or call work. No, you don't have to call in work. That's on the 18th at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. With that, we also going to be talking about a German man was actually fined for cutting off or beheading wax Hitler's head. Yeah. Now, also, we are going to talk about there's a dad that tried to hire a hooker for his son and was caught. So, we'll talk about that because that's apparently it's wrong. All right. We're going to talk about Chad Johnson, the Ocho Cinco Man. Now, apparently, he wants to change his name again, and we'll talk about that again. Call in 884. Oops, area code 347-884-8125. Take a call who's in here with 3797. Go ahead. What's your plan for this weekend?
Well, tomorrow is Home Depot workshop for kids.
Right.
Maybe possibly go to the library, so that means I got to wake up early because, I usually like to sleep until 10 or 11 in the morning. So I've got to wake up at about 6:45 or so and then be up since then. And then Sunday, planning on going out of town for a going away party for our nephew. He's going to the Army, and he's scheduled to leave. Lord willing, he's going to be leaving on Tuesday to boot camp. So I think it's the Army. It's the military. That's what I know. And it's a going away party. So he'll be gone for at least, I think, 3 months.
Busy week, huh? Busy weekend there.
Yes, yes. And busy week coming up, too. And 2 weeks from now, got busy weekend again. So, yep,
That's right. That's pretty good. Let's talk about... I want to talk about the... about Confucian here, about Confucian on the barbecue owner, you know, that it was told to cover up his mannequin, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you were here last show, so I talked about that. I didn't really touch up on that, but here you go. It's actually the guy's name is Kenny Tessel, okay? And he owned a barbecue shop or store or a restaurant, okay? And he has a curvaceous, good-looking mannequin out there that has, you know, two-piece bikinis and whatnot. You know, it's kind of a provocative way to display on mannequins. Now, according to him, he uses that as an advertising gimmick and has boosted his business 40%. Now, the officials actually want that mannequin less attractive or remove it, you know. He was called into questions. Apparently, he was, you know, he brought in the mannequin and, you know, you can see the pictures. That mannequin has a hat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I asking this? Why am I making a big deal? Why am I covering this? Because it's a question of the freedom, you know. I mean, you have, I don't know where you guys from or here where I came from, there's a lot of, you know, mannequins or figurines or anything like that that, you know, on displays. And none of them seem to, you know, to bother me or anything. Why is it now? Why is this the city's actually looking into, you know, to having him remove the mannequin out of his property? Actually, I don't know if his property, but anyway. So if you want to talk about that again, 347-884-8125. We'll leave that hanging there. If you want to comment on that 3797, go ahead. What's your comment?
Well, I guess when you come to, like, freedom, you know, then, yes, he should allow that. He should be allowed, but if you would like to know, like, to do what's right, I would say that he should take it down because, you know, maybe it's false advertising and then also, like, you know, people walking down. I mean, that's not the purpose of his business. He's not selling something. You know, he's not selling clothes like he has on the mannequin. So.
Well, I think he had, like, maybe, you know, his website or business name on a shirt or anything like that.
So
you know, something that, well, it's something, you know, he probably put it out there so people can, like, just, like, turn and turn their heads and, like, hey, look at that. Or, you know, things we've talked about. Like, have you seen this mannequin out by the so-and-so, you know, barbecue thing, restaurant?
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
So he wants something to, you know, like a viral, you know, market.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, by the city's doing that, jumping into that and doing this. And we're, you know, we're talking about it. So he's, you know, capitalizing on that. So to me, though, it's like, you know, just leave him alone. I mean, it's just, again, you know, it doesn't bother me. You know, and if you don't like it, don't eat there.
Yeah.
Don't eat there. You know, that's simple. So we'll move on, actually. Speaking of sexual explicit. So you think China has a big, you know, big population. So what, you got over a billion people in there. Well, think again, because actually they have a new theme park. It's called, I don't know what it's called, but it's a sexually explicit theme park. Actually, this is the first sexually explicit theme park, and it has a giant genitalia sculptures and suggestive exhibits. And they're getting many people hot and bothered in a country where talking about sex is still taboo. Loveland, that's what he called it, is set to open in October in the southwest metropolis of Chongqing, excuse me, and will feature exhibition about sexual history and how to use condoms properly. It will also host sex technique workshops, the China, that's what the China Daily newspaper said. The picture of a main entrance shows a signboard bearing a park's name being strangled by a giant pair of women's legs tapped by a red thong. The park manager's name is Lu Xiangying, said Loveland will have people enjoy a harmonious sex life. Unquote. And he also added, we are building the park for the good of the public. Sex is taboo subject in China, but people really need to have more access to information about it. Why? So you get more people in there? You get like 1 billion people in there already. For crying out loud. So, so they can open this so-called sex, you know, love theme park. I don't know why you want to call that love. It's just a bunch of, you know, even like the sink. It looks like there was just girls bending over or something. It's just pathetic. But anyway, I would like to for you to comment on that. If you guys want to go on the chat room there, blogtalkradio.com. The Fernando Poniente Show. What's your comment on that? What are you? Any comments? I don't.
So first of all, isn't China like afraid of large groups gathering? Okay, so that's like, I didn't even know they have theme parks there, you know?
You mean they're afraid of large group gathering?
What?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by they're afraid of large group gathering? Like
they think they're going to be taken over or something. You know, like they don't let large groups of like Christians meet together. They don't like large groups gathering together.
Oh, well, it's different. When you say large group, I thought you meant... No, this is a theme park, so people, the public, you're probably referring to, like, maybe a movement, you know, like...
Oh, okay.
You
know, and
stuff
then,
like...
Okay.
You know, stuff like we have, you know, the... every movement here in America, you know, we have those, but, you know, in China, I think, against the law, so...
Right.
But, you know, with the thing with the public, you know, they're with the public theme park like this, and the builder says just a technique to, you know, to show sexual history and how to use, you know, condoms and all that. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think it's going to, you know, produce more kids.
And do you think that, did you say that that they're going to show people techniques?
No, they're not going to show that.
Okay, I was gonna say like then that sounds like there's
well,
it's
a whole
orgy or something.
It's a sex technique workshop, so you're probably gonna see, you know, figurines or like maybe,
oh.
You know, stuff like how things work, you know, the inside of, you know, how a baby grows, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, you know, real human beings gonna show them how to do it. Now,
well,
that's, well,
that would be like called orgies, and then if they have like a hands-on, that would be bad. You know, a group of people having sex with each other is called an orgy. So that's what I thought you meant. So okay, those were my comments.
No. All right, move on here. Actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and play a song real quick, and we'll come back here in a minute. Again, if you want to join, 347-884-8125. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. We'll be playing songs. And we're just going to welcome weekend. So, happy weekends, TGIF. So, without further ado, I'm going to go play the Edible Red. And this is called Sugar in Spring. Okay, welcome back. I don't know what happened there, but Furley jumped in. So I don't have the original, though, so I was playing that through MySpace page. So it probably just jumped. I'll play that again sometimes in the future. So if you like it, you can go to myspace.com/ediblered to get their information. All right, what are we going to talk about here? We talked about the mannequin, and we talked about some sexual explicit theme park over in China, which is ridiculous. Now, let's go jump into the Hitler beheading, or a man beheading wax Hitler head, whatever. Apparently a German court fined an employed man. He's for about, I don't know, 900 euros, though that would be $1,227, for knocking off a head of a figure of Adolf Hitler in Berlin Museum. Minutes after Madame Tussauds Museum opened in German capital in July, the 42-year-old pushed past security staff, ripped off his head. The man, an ex-policeman, said he found it inappropriate to display an exhibit showing the Nazi leader only some 500 meters from Berlin Holocaust Memorial. The waxwork of a glum-looking Hitler in a muck bunker stirred debate in Germany even before he went on the display. Critics argued it was tasteless to display a replica of the man who unleashed World War II in order the extermination of Europe's Jews. Yikes. Let's take your opinion here. You're, 3797, go ahead. What actually is, what's your opinion here? Would you have done the same thing?
Of what, cutting off the head?
Anything. Would you, like, let's say...
I don't think that they should make a wax figure of Hitler unless they have some history lesson talking about what he did, you know, and like a history lesson, and for charging him 900 euros, I think that, you know, I mean, he damaged their statue. Who else is going to pay for it? So, yeah, he should have to pay for it.
Right. Right, it's in a museum for crying out loud. It's not like it's a public, you know. It's not like they're mocking the thing. See, I think, we all understand that, you know, how terrible things happened back then. You know, I mean, he did an evil thing. But come on, I mean, you got to think of it. So going over there and just, you know, just punching the wax museum, the wax figure of Adolf Hitler is going to change everything. You know, I mean, it's going to show his, you know, anger. Yeah, we understand. Yeah, we understand your anger, but this is a museum. So it's kind of like, you know, if you want to take your kids over there or you take your school, yeah, that's kind of a, you know, an educational thing if you want. So, I mean, let's say they erected, like, you know, a museum here in your place or, you know, your town, and you disagree with it. I mean, would you have done the same thing? That's the question. So let's say, what really offend you? I don't know. Maybe a UFO or... Let's say the question is, would you have done the same thing? Would you have shown the anger or the, you know, to people?
Well, I mean... I have a comment, but I don't know if it's really appropriate, so.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Like, just don't go there. You know, if it bothers
right.
you, don't go there. I mean, there's a place in town here that it's not biblical to go to. Like, and, you know, like, go to church and stuff. Or, I mean, like, well, believe in Jesus Christ and read the Bible. So... Like, if there's places in there, like, for instance, like, if there's a psychic, okay? Psychic sorcerers, they're against God, you know? And that would be, like, going to a psychic and doing bad things, you know? it doesn't, you just leave them alone. Don't go there. You know?
Right.
You can pray for
right.
them. You can pray for the people affected by Hitler, you know, that are still alive.
Well, yeah, it's even illegal to show Nazi symbols in Germany. And I think
yeah.
this is a museum, you know, I mean, it's history. It's, you know, I mean, it's just like this guy going in there and cutting off. I think, like, again, it's not, you know, I'm not saying that, Adolf Hitler's, you know, it's a good guy for, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying that it's, you know, come on, it's a museum, you know.
Yeah. It's a history. If as long as they have the whole history of him there, then it should be fine. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and again, even if they don't, then just don't go there. You know, if it bothers you, don't go there. You don't have to go there and then make a scene. You know, that's my
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Point taken. That's good. That's good. Now let's talk about this. There was a father or dad tried to hire a hooker for a son. This happened in Poland.
You guys need to stop.
Yeah. So I or British or Great Britain. So a man who tried to hire a prostitute to take his 14-year-old son's virginity as a present was spared jail by British court on Friday. The Polish national took the boy out of his car and allowed him to pick out the prostitute who was standing at the side of the road in the red light district of Nottingham, central England. But the 42-year-old father was arrested because a teenager has chosen, guess what, an undercover cop.
Oh.
The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was handed a 10-month prison sentence, suspended for a year after he admitted the charge of trying to solicit a woman to have sex with a child, the Press Associated reported. The father, who came to Britain 8 years ago, was arrested last July during an undercover operation by the city's vice squad. So it's got a history of it. So, prosecution Adam Henderson said a man and his son has approached the undercover officer whose code name was Sarah, and beconed her over. Oh my goodness! What kind of parent? This person. What's your comment on that? 3797. What's your comment?
I happen to know somebody whose parent actually did that when they were 16 years old.
Really? Did hire a hooker?
That I heard, huh?
They hired a hooker to like the prostitute to, you know, supposedly lose the virginity of a child.
Yeah.
That is just. I'm outraged. I'm just, I just want to punch a wall right now. Just like, what? You know.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
I'm just, the person that did that is probably listening. So that's why I was laughing, because even though it's not funny.
Right. Let's take a caller here from a computer. Go right ahead. What you got? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
What's the best-selling single model tire being sold in the United States today?
I don't know. You tell me, man.
What's the most fucking size?
Beats me.
What the fuck is your problem?
All right.
You used to play the game of pool for $200, which she won. I'm here to collect.
All right, Joe Pesci. What are you up to?
But I think a modicum of gratitude would not be out of line here.
Really?
Favor here, you know.
Yeah, I like your movies, by the way. Alright. This guy is a loony. Alright. So, where were we? The hooker son. Nothing you can do. He's going to, like, what? I don't know. He's probably going to, like, jail for a couple, not even a year. I think it was just 9 months, you know? I mean,
throw him
to jail for 10 months. Was that 10 months? Yeah. Prison sentence.
So I think that's not good, though, to hire a prostitute for that purpose. you know, I think that marriage should be wait till, I mean, that, you know, sex should be wait till marriage. That's what I think.
Right, and it's the parents that are convincing them, you know, it's like, hey, it's okay. You know, tell them the kids, tell them their children it's okay to have sex before marriage or it's okay to have sex with prostitute. You know, it's like, oh, it's, you know, those parents will buy their kids beer. You know, those parents will buy their kids, you know, drugs, and it's just irresponsible, irresponsible parents. Yeah.
So that's what you think, too. So I was just going to ask you that, if you think the same kind of, like, parent would do that. You know.
Well, because they want to, you know, they think because they want to be the cool parent,
yeah.
You know. I don't want my kids to hate me, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to give in.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's irresponsible parenting. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And if you disagree with me, you can call 347-884-8125 so I can slap you right in the face. We'll move on here. What I'm going to do is play another song, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some more, okay? We'll talk about, again, we're going to talk about the Cinco Ocho guy, the Chad Johnson, changed his name. You know, he's a NFL football player. Changed his name to his number, which is in Spanish, it's Ocho Cinco. And now he wants to change it again. So we'll, you know, talk about that. 347-884-8125. Join me at blogtalkradio.com. The Great Inferno. See? That's not Great Inferno anymore. Blogtalkradio.com. The Fernando Poniente Show. Right now you're going to hear it Into Arcadia. Take it.
Cover, hide me, need to cover.
those are the band Into Arcadia from Milwaukee. They'll be here in the Fernando Poniente show on Monday. Catch me here at 9 o'clock, 9 Central Standard Time. Same channel, go to blogtalkradio.com/the The Fernando Poniente Show. See, I keep messing that up because I just changed my name and just changed my host name to my real name. Look at that. Hey, my real name's Fernando Poniente. What a nice name. I like it. Let's continue on. We're going to be talking about, what is this? A Notre Dame student organized anti-communist demonstrations against who? Against Obama. You can't do that. People, you can't protest against Obama. Is that what you're trying to say? Well, here's the dealio here, okay? Well, the Notre Dame is actually giving, you know, giving him the commemoration or commencement or whatever for his diploma, I guess. I don't know. I'm sick of this. But anyway, there was a lot of protesters that's going out there to protest that. And there's a lot of protesters was arrested at Notre Dame. Because of Obama's stance on abortion. That's what happened, you know. The Gallup poll actually saying that they are, for the first time, there's more Americans are pro-life than pro-choice. Ooh, really now? So there's roughly an 8-point swing. It's just a year with almost all the movements attributable to Republicans and leaners, trending from 60 to 36 pro-life in 2008 to 70, 26 now. Wow. Ugh. Yes. Woo. So apparently Obama's going to address that, you know, the controversy or the protesters and all that. What is he going to say? What do you think he's going to say? Let me know. I want to know. I want to know what you think he's going to say. 347-848-1258. Don, what do you think he's going to say if he's going to address the protesters?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, he's pro-choice. I mean, Notre Dame, that's a lot of who's the president of Notre Dame? There's a lot of people that's kind of upset of that. Upset
about
that,
what?
No. Upset that Obama's going to be there to receive the I don't know if it's a diploma. I'm going to read on to that, but yes.
So what Obama's going to Notre Dame, and there's protesters.
Have you been following
what
the news?
Says?
Yes, that's what I said.
And I think that he's not going to really say anything to the protesters. Don't presidents just walk past the protesters and then they have bodyguards to kind of guard them from there and then they don't really comment to the protesters, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So he actually is, he's going to address the graduates in the class of 2009. And it's about like 2,900 of them. Again, the president of Notre Dame invited Obama to talk to those kids.
Talk to all the graduates? That's what you're talking about, right?
Right. Are you listening? Do you have your thing on?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to follow because, they could mean protesters or the graduates. I want to clarify.
Okay. Hundreds of protesters plan to stand or walk along Angela Boulevard and Indiana. So there's busloads of protesters. Alan Keyes is kind of leading leading the parade. You know, Alan Keyes. I think he's one of the presidential candidates.
Yeah, and he was he's Christian, I think that he might have made he knew what was right in God's eyes. He was a pro-life person. You know, he was Republican.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if he was Republican, but he was pro-life. That's what I know about him.
Right, and then
and
the pro-life
he was really into missions.
Right, the Pro-Life Action League is citizen for a pro-life society joining in protest. You know, actually Sunday, sort of. That's according to the website NotreDameProtest.com. Their day's activity will include two parts, walking in the neighborhood leading up to the ceremony and joining the scheduled prayer services on campus during commencement. Another group actually is going to be there. ND Affirm Life will be protesting around campus also until Sunday. Today is starting today until Sunday, and that's according to their website.
Okay.
Captain Phil Trent of the South Bend Police Department told the Observer the police are prepared for any disturbance before commencement day. So, I mean, it's not like maybe 90% of Christians going to be there. What kind of disturbance are they expecting?
Right.
Well, apparently there's a couple of people who was arrested that, according to them, broke into law by crossing the, by stepping into the Notre Dame's property. So they were told they can protest out in the streets, but if they crossed the line, they would have to be arrested. So actually, there's a couple of people that would load it up to the bus and sent to jail or whatever. I don't know where they went. But anyway, if you are going to be there, just plan to be, I don't know, just whatever you, if you're there just to see the Obama, you see what's going on, it's fine. If you're over there going to protest, that's fine because that's your free will. Do you think you would go protest?
Huh?
Do you think you would, you know, if you're given a chance to go, would you go?
I don't think so. What are they protesting, just that Obama's going there or what?
Right, like the anti-abortion, the pro-life.
My husband said, let's go protest the anti, you know, for abortion, you know, then I would do that. I mean, like, I don't know exactly what date, but I know in Illinois, the church we used to go to, they actually stand on the side of the road one day a year, you know, holding up signs about abortion and stuff like that. You know, and that's more of a peaceful way protest, I think.
It's going to be a mix. There's going to be a mix messages in there. It's going to be, you know, and the anti-abortions, the anti-Obama, and also the there's people going to be mad of because of the president of Notre Dame School inviting Obama, you know, to their supposedly pro-life establishment. That's what they don't get. That's what they're upset about. But, you know, again, it's going to be mixed with maybe the anti-Obama, you know, anti-whatever, anti-something. And it's, you know, expecting a lot of people. So
that's probably why the police are ready, because there might be anti-Obama people there, I mean.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then they expect an uprising, perhaps, or be prepared for one at least.
Yeah, I mean, let's say you're president of a pro-life establishment, would you invite, you know, a guy or a person to, you know, I don't know. I mean, just saying that. Would you have done the same thing?
No, I'm a pro-life person and I have a pro-life establishment, I don't think I'll be inviting somebody who's pro-choice. Even if they are, I see that they think that maybe he's really popular because he's the president and stuff. But, you know, we're supposed to respect Obama, but I know that we're not supposed to play favoritisms neither, right? I mean.
Right. That's right.
I don't know if you know the biblical, you know, point of view on that, but I know we're supposed to respect him, but.
The thing is, you know, he's hot right now. I mean, this is the, you know, graduates, like 2,900 of them. Graduates have done, you know, they're a thing, went to school, you know, did their homework and everything like that, and they accomplished something. And I think they're looking into you know, President Obama, Barack Obama, he accomplished, you know, great things. Kind of like, he's the president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I think he wants to bring in that particular, you know, maybe side of him. Not, you know, I don't think he's gonna go preach that to them about how the pro-choice and the pro-life, the differences between pro-choice and pro-life, and how he said, you know, back in the day he said that, you know, if his kids or daughters would end up with, you know, getting pregnant, he's not going to punish him with babies. You know, I don't think he's going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
he's going to do the same thing. I think he would probably talk about, like, future. You know, he would talk about, like, you know, like, you are the future of America. you know,
possibly,
like stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, any issues when pertaining to abortions or pro-life or pro-choice is not. I don't think he's going to touch up on that because that'd be crude. You know, he's like, you know, going over there and going, hey, you know, you should pro-choice is pro-choice, yada yada blah blah blah. Okay. Yeah. That's my take on that. So. I mean, again, this is a free country. They can do whatever they want. They can protest, but as long as they don't break the law. So what do you think on that? Do you think Obama should say something about that?
About what?
About pro-choice, about his, you know, stands on abortions and all that? While, you know, when he's behind the pulpit?
No, I don't think so because I've heard that I didn't hear it myself.
Why not? Yeah, that's your chance. I mean, that's your chance there. So I'm giving like you know this.
I haven't heard it myself, but I heard it from more than one person that Obama said that we are not a Christian nation, and so if that is true, then that you know that's just that tells me that he's not Christian or doesn't know that. The foundation of America, you know, and we still, like I said, we need to respect him, but I really don't, I don't, at this point in time, just got to pray for him and, you know, be wary when we listen, I mean, be careful when we're listening to him so we don't fall into deceit.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, he goes up there in the pulpit and he talks about, you know, school and the world and future and stuff. And I think he will probably touch up on that. I mean, this is his opportunity to be, you know. I mean, I would do the same thing. And let's say if I'm going to get invited to talk to like a pro-life or pro-choice. You know, I'm a pro-life. So if I go there and talk to the pro-choice people, I'm given like a microphone, you know, a bunch of people, you know, they have to listen to what I have to say. I think I will touch up on that a little bit. You know, I won't like just give him like a knockout punch or anything. I'll just probably jab on that a little bit. You know, I'm expecting him to do that. He's gonna, I think, speak. I think it's gonna be there in Indiana on Sunday, somewhere on there. Yeah. But so I mean that's my take. What about you? Do you think he's gonna do that? I mean, he's gonna jab at, you know, maybe give it a little jab on those issues that he's having.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope it's like, you know, you are the future. You should think about your future and wait till marriage to have, you know, give a positive. I don't know if he will, but he should talk positive. You know.
Right. So.
Positive.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's gonna. Say otherwise, you worked hard to get here. Congratulations, you know. Otherwise, you know, I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know.
All right. I would like to play another song here by Casting Crowns as Who Am I? And we'll come back and we'll talk about some sports and weather over the weekend. Shall we?
Okay.
One second
yeah.
here. All right, here we go again.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow.
All right, so welcome back here. We are landing. We're kind of we have a couple, about 10 minutes left to go here. So I want to touch up or talk about one more thing here before we say goodbye for tonight. Now, you probably heard about the killer chip. You know, there was a little chip thing, like a computer chip that can be planted under your skin, so you can be easily tracked, you know, or store information in there. And actually, it's actually in Germany. It's patented, and it's being made, I guess. The inventor said the chips could be used, you know, a lot of different things, like track terrorists, criminals, fugitives, illegal immigrants, and all that, political descendants, domestic servants, and foreigners overstaying their visas. The invention will probably be found to violate paragraph 2 of the German patent law, which does not allow invention to transgress public order or good morals, unquote. That's what they said. So, touch up on that real quick. What do you think on that? In German law.
The German law says that you can't something about morals?
Yes. That transgress public order or good morals. So the question is, what do you think? Would you accept that? I mean, I don't think you have a choice if let's say you go to a hospital and then inject that or...
So they're making it like mandatory.
I don't know. I'm saying the question is, would you accept that? What's your feeling on that?
I think that I wouldn't want some kind of foreign thing in my body.
Right. And what is? What about if you don't know anything? Let's say you just go in for a routine, hospital or checkup or anything like that, and all of a sudden you got this thing under your skin. Let's say you found out 10 years later, you've had this for the last 10 years. Would you agree with that?
I would pray that the Lord will remove it from me, and then, maybe it'll flush out my body or somewhere.
Well, I think it's just putting a screw. I mean, I remember going to the dentist and putting a screw in my jawbone, and it's just like that. The thing is, to me, I don't think. I mean, I would. I'm all for it. I mean, I've you know, again, it's just like the wiretapping and all the thing. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. I mean, am I a terrorist? Am I a criminal? Am I a fugitive? You know, am I illegal immigrant? No, I don't. You know, the thing is, you know, if I, you know, let's say, if it become missing or, you know, or something happened to me or some, I mean, everything is going to be there. It has a GPS transceiver, so a GPS locator in it. So that's, you know, I can be tracked easily if I'm kidnapped. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's what I'm just.
Okay.
You know, I don't see anything wrong. It's just like having you know, a credit card only under your skin, or you know what I mean.
So you're not concerned. Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're not concerned with, like, if you're Christian and
mm-hmm.
that they'll find out that you're Christian and then that when they start, like, in the end times when they start persecuting Christians,
uh-huh.
you're not, you like, say you have one of those or they're making it mandatory to get one. So you don't think that would bother you that they could find you wherever you are?
You know, if only God knows. You know, and let's say, you know, I'm not... No, I mean, of course not. I mean, it's, you know, like, again, it's if it's out there and saying, oh, the Christian has to be branded or has to be that, I mean, of course not. You know,
of course
it's just,
not what? Of course not.
Of course, I'm
bothered?
Not going to be able to. No, of course not. Of course I'm not going to get those.
Okay. Yeah, but if you already have it before that happens, and then you'll still
then,
have
and
it.
Then all I can do is pray about it.
Okay.
You know, and if you can't, and like what I'm saying, it's just like it's, you know, if it's a new thing, it's new technology to store your, you know, your data, your information, you know, I'm all for it. I mean, it's just,
okay.
You know, that's all I have to do is, you know, how easy, it's just like walking, how would you like to be walking in the store, just picking up all your stuff and just walk out? You know, everything is rearing up right in there. Again, it can be used, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of things in the past and people, you know, thought that it's going to be one of those mark of the beast, you know.
Right. A lot of Christians think that could be the mark of the beast. I have some other things are, though, you know, first of all, what if it malfunctions? I mean, sometimes credit cards malfunction and then the store has to enter in the credit card information, you know, manually, and
yeah,
what
nothing's
are they going to do
if this world.
Not functioning? You're going to have to, you know, what if everybody got that in the world and then they didn't have any paper money or anything?
Well, the thing is,
you know,
we can't like really, we can't really play an hypothetical game right now. You know,
yeah.
what if it's just like the thing is, are you on for it or not? That's because that's the question.
Okay.
You know,
so
but
I'm
a lot of people.
It.
Okay, and a lot of people are actually saying that, you know, they're against it because of, you know, a health issue or whatnot, or, you know, religious issue or whatever, you know. And again, it's just like, you know, I think it's just where we're going, you know. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I mean, it lets, I mean, they're going to do, I think they're probably, you know, they'll do some testing before they, you know, release this to the public. I mean, if there's anything wrong with it, like, let's say just people are like, dying or having, you know, diarrhea or whatever, probably not going to be going to get it again, you know.
Yeah.
If it's safe and there's nothing wrong with it and I don't have to carry my wallet, you know, I mean, yeah, you do have to carry your wallet, but for some reason, all the story information in there, you know, it's cool, guys. It's cool. It's a future thing. It's futuristic.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Like I had a comment, but I
go ahead.
I forgot what it was. So
all right.
Other
well,
than,
we gotta
oh,
go.
Like, you know, about the health issue. Oh, I was gonna say about the FDA. You know, a lot of things approved say it's safe, and then you find out it's not safe. So maybe somebody who's thinking about getting it should like wait on that. You know.
Yeah, wait for the result. I mean, it's just like,
years.
And also, yeah, and they're not going to give you that, you know, they'll probably tell you, you know, I mean, all the side effects, you know, you know,
yeah.
If I don't like any of the thing that, you know, if I smell like there's something wrong with it, yeah, of course I'm not going to get it, you know. I mean, we should have, and then we should have the freedom, you know, choice. You know, we should be able to have an option to opt out if we want to. And if they force that at people, then really something wrong with it. You know, and then I'm totally against it. You know, if it's just like in the things you can, you know, just like a credit card or anything like that, that you can just go in and get it, you know, on your own will. I mean, and I'll do a research on it, and then I'll make my decision. But we got to go. Thanks for stopping by, actually, and catch me back on Monday. We'll have Into Our Creed and on Monday the 18th, so 9 Central Standard Time here in Wisconsin. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for the chat room being there. Thank you for calling again, and see you later. This is the Fernando Horniette Show.